Michael Clemens is a research fellow at our partner and in this conference at the Center for Global Development. And he is a leader in research on the development consequences of migrations from the south to the north.
Thank you very much, Nancy. Frank, thanks a lot for the invitation. Jessica started out this session saying that crises are a time to reevaluate development policy. So I'm going to back way up and not talk about why people in developing countries might be earning 4% less next year than this year, but why people in developing countries are still poor. Why is it that lots of Brazilian people, Jessica mentioned, I lived in Brazil, work way harder than I do and make 1% of what I earn? So to think about this, I want to break down wages. If I have wages on the one hand, what I earn for doing what I do, a way that economists like to break up wages is into some components, some determinants of wages. Why I earn what I earn could be because of the tools I work with, the capital that I have. It could be because of my human capital, my skills, talents, abilities. It could be because of the price that I get for what I do, what I make. Or it could be because of the environment I work in, the technology I use, the institutions within which I function. And I'll put forward that what I just laid out is the grand development experiment of the last 50 years. The agenda of development policy is, in order to get some convergence of the wages that people make in developing countries with ours, with mine, let's work on getting convergence of some of those things that I just listed. Let's get capital to developing countries. We'll make an overseas private investment corporation. We'll make a World Bank. We'll liberalize capital flows to make it easier to get capital. We will move heaven and earth to get kids into school. We will liberalize trade and eliminate barriers to developing countries getting the price that we get for outputs. And we'll do lots of technical cooperation, lots of technology transfer, lots of pushing on institution building. So I want to point out that a lot of progress has been made in all of those areas. There's an interesting paper by Francesco Caselli recently pointing out that the marginal product of capital is surprisingly homogeneous across countries now. Capital flows are much more liberalized than they were decades ago. Certainly trade flows are much more open than they were decades ago. Massive convergence on schooling. Massive. The fraction of kids in Senegal, Nicaragua, Madagascar, Nepal, who are getting basic primary education is much closer to what we have in this country than it was 40 years ago. So I have a question about that. And it's Dr. Phil's question. How's that working out for you? You've gotten a lot of convergence on all of these things to some degrees in different areas. Are you getting convergence on the wages? And we're not. So there are some exceptions. Korea has left the ranks of the poor countries. It's now a rich country. And if you look at wages, if you look at income per capita, it is converging with us. Most people in most countries aren't. If you look at what you get for in terms of living standard for driving a bus in lots of poor countries, I was running these numbers last night, they're diverging from ours. They're getting further away. They're not getting closer. So factor price equalization failed. One of those great economic ideas from 50 years ago, Samuelson and Lerner, it didn't work. It hasn't worked out. So we have a choice now for the next 50 years. We can, on the one hand, try harder over here. We can think of new ways to equalize prices, although there's not that much further to go, unfortunately. We can think of ways to get more capital mobility. There's not that much further to go there. We can think about institutional change, which is a crucial agenda, but it's very, very, very difficult to do. But there's an alternative, and it's to directly liberalize wages over here. And the way that you do that is moving people from one place to another. And to me, this is an astonishing fact, is that the Ethiopians who are driving taxis by outside right now are as productive as I would be doing that, the first year they arrive. They step off the plane and they are as productive as me. It's incredible. That's an astonishing fact about the world. Lance and I calculate that a Haitian stepping off a boat into Florida immediately raises his wages, and I say his because we did it for male workers, by 680%. Immediately, 680%. There's nothing we can do in Haiti that even comes close to that for that person's wages. And when you start talking about this stuff, people say, well, that's got to hurt us. And that's a plausible hypothesis, but the evidence is in on that. The evidence is in. The academic debate is between George Borjas on one hand and Giovanni Peri on the other hand, with one person saying that the last 20 years of immigration to the U.S., much of it from poor countries, has lowered the wages of the average American worker cumulatively, legal and illegal immigration, by 3%. Giovanni Peri arguing that actually the labor market is more segmented and it's actually a 1% increase. They're both about zero. We're talking about 1% versus negative 3%. For the Haitian, it's 680%. This stuff doesn't need to hurt us. And how do I know that? Because this experiment has been tried. It's not even hypothetical. And I want to talk about South Africa. Walk through downtown Johannesburg and you'll see black faces all over the place. And who let those people in? The South Africans let them in. In the late 80s and in the early 90s, they completely dismantled a vast system of restrictions on who could move where, who could live where, and who could work where doing what job. They eliminated it. They dropped it. And what happened? What happened is convergence of this. Wages between blacks and whites in South Africa are much closer now, and astonishingly to me, it's not because the white wages came down, it's because black wages are going up. And it's going to take a while for them to converge, but they've converged quite a lot, 50% increase in the government's comprehensive welfare index for black people in 10 years. Huge thing. What else could they have done by investing directly in Limpopo that would even come close to comparing to that? So what I want to urge you to do is contemplate, not for everyone, not for all countries, not all of the time, but think not just about what you can do on this side, the traditional development agenda, but on the other side over the next 50 years, how could we get more people moving?
Hi, my name is Andrea Chartok. I'm also with DAI. Actually, my question was also for Professor Clemens. One of the things that struck me yesterday in the panel about Asia was that there was a flow of 20 million rural workers that then led to the wage depreciation. So I guess I'd like to sort of believe this theory that was sort of put forth, but could it possibly just be a numbers game of supply and demand? So that's sort of my question. Thanks.
The astonishing thing about South Africa is that the blacks outnumbered the whites 5-1. 5-1. And the white income, if you could make a GDP per capita for the white areas versus the black areas, it was something like 8 times prior to the liberalization of movement. Incredible. How could it possibly be that white incomes would not go down when blacks can suddenly compete with them? And I think one of the most powerful reasons is one of the reasons that Giovanni Peri asserts that George Borjas is wrong, and it's that when you have such great differentials in endowments, human capital, social networks, etc., the labor market, even when it's spatially integrated, is segmented. Immigrants don't do the same jobs as I do for the most part. They actually make me more productive. And that's how you can escape the numbers game. It doesn't last forever. It doesn't apply to all groups of people in all settings. But at the margin, for the next million poor people that come here, that come to France, that come to Japan, absolutely doesn't apply. And the evidence shows that.